tennis professionals in return for a fee to let him use their signatures on his sports equipment as a subtle guarantee of quality. That was the birth of the marketing device of associating a brand name with a star endorsement. Fred Maytag sold farm equipment. He had a good business, but it was seasonal, and his wife criticized him, saying he needed a product he could sell all year round. Realizing dirty clothes pile up all year round, he introduced the first washing machine. What's the worst kind of criticism you could get? Being fired, right? Irma Bombeck was an obituary writer on a Midwestern newspaper. She loved her job, and she thought she was good at it, until one day her editor called her into his office and fired her. People were laughing at the obituaries, but he knew she was talented, so he suggested, why not become a feature writer? From Van Gogh to Mozart to Thomas Edison to Frank Lloyd Wright, in every field, innovators and risk-takers are criticized. So what makes taking criticism tolerable? My father was a motion picture director, and as a child, occasionally I did small parts in his pictures. At night, we'd watch the dailies together. That's the film footage shot the previous day. My dad would deliver a running critique, but in some inspired wisdom, he'd do it in the third person, pointing to me on the screen and saying, "She shouldn't have looked at the camera," or "She should have talked more slowly." He focused on the part, not the person. Let me tell you about my friend Annabelle. At age 22, she had a wonderful job in advertising. She was on top of the world until her boss called her in. "You've got all sorts of talent," he began, and she knew the inevitable but was coming. "But you've also got a problem that's really going to hurt you if you don't get it under control. People don't want to work with you because you blow up at the slightest criticism. Unless you change, you're going to be much less successful than you should be." If you were Annabelle, how would you react? How often are you hurt and humiliated when someone criticizes your work? Notice I said your work, and therein lies the key to understanding. Annabelle's boss gave her a classic example of constructive criticism, but responding to it in a constructive way was a difficult thing to do. We all hate to be criticized, whether it's valid or not. We probably hate it more when we realize there's some truth in it. When our weaknesses are pointed out, we immediately jump to the conclusion that we're awful, a total failure. Some people can be lighthearted or even joke, blaming their dumb pencil or computer. But for many, criticism triggers an emotional death threat, particularly in the entertainment business. Celebrities know this well. They take more criticism on opening night than most of us endure in a decade. When Joan Collins was asked how she felt about the response to a play she toured in, Private Lives, she said, "Asking an actor what he feels about a critic is like asking a lamppost about a dog." When the great British actress Dame Edith Evans was introduced to critic Kenneth Tynan, she turned away immediately, declaring, "I never talk to the enemy." When Fred Astaire did his first screen test, the evaluation was, "Can't act, can't sing, can dance a little." Universal Studios once dropped the contracts of Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood on the same day. Reynolds was told, "You have no talent." Eastwood was told, "You have no talent. You talk too slow, and your Adam's apple sticks out too far." When Ronald Reagan was an actor, he lost a plum role in The Best Man as the President of the United States because a studio executive felt Reagan doesn't have the presidential look. For women, the most devastating critiques involve appearance. A critic wrote, "Glenda Jackson has a face to launch 1,000 dredgers." And Candace Bergen, who until Murphy Brown was the butt of jokes about her acting ability, says for her, the worst blow was when Pauline Kael said she looked like Shelley Winters. Composer Stephen Sondheim said he gets about 50% terrible criticisms, 30% good with reservations, often condescending, and about 20% very good, but it's the terrible ones he remembers. Some celebrities